everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian, the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in a brand new space that we're going to tell you all about in just a second is my lovely wife, co-host of this podcast, cover model, and the designer of this space.
Hey.
Melissa Nickerson.
Hello there.
Hi, I haven't seen you in a week. How are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've changed since, you know, you've aged gracefully in my absence.
It's been a long week.
Yes. In my 6 days gone.
Mm-hmm.
But you
mm-hmm.
look great. You know, the passing of time has happened, but I can't tell.
Yeah.
You didn't age a day in those 6 days I was gone.
38 in like 5 months.
Yeah. You're 39 in 5 months, right?
No, like 38 and 5 months old.
Are you at the age now where you're going back to toddler years is how we're counting?
So am I getting closer to 39 than 38?
Did you? Yes. Yeah. I think you just called yourself 38 and a half.
I'm 18 months.
I'm 36, 18 months. 36 years, 18 months.
35 and 18 we're so bad at math.
These two idiots. That happened officially yesterday. Yesterday, it is official. This is an announcement to my family, to my children, and most importantly, to my children's teachers. I cannot help with any of my children's math anymore. It's over. It is over.
I emailed the teacher yesterday about getting one of those clocks.
Yes.
Yeah.
My daughter is in third grade. My youngest daughter's in third grade. I'm out. I know how to solve the problem. I know how. No, no.
To add an hour and a half.
I know how to add. I know how to figure out what time it is an hour and a half after 7:35. I don't know which way they want me to show how to get there.
She didn't know either.
No.
We did not do that.
Nobody missed it because she missed that lesson because she was in therapy. However.
She's been missing a lot of school.
Yeah. She knows what time it is in that regard. I'm out. Yeah. I'm officially out. I have no. I can help. Please send home more writing stuff. I can help my children.
That's
my son.
No.
Huh?
No. You do not help with writing.
I know. You're right.
I'm going to. No, it's not the writing, it's the editing. And that, you go, I look at you, I'm like, you're the writer.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, I have an editor. And then I edit.
But if they need like some creative prompts, I can help them in that regard.
Some brainstorming. Yeah.
No, you're right. Okay, I will officially say that. Other than the enforcement of telling them to go do their homework.
That's your best strength.
I am completely useless in the homework regard.
Yeah.
I'm 100% out. All right, we will get to that in a second. If you are watching us right now, welcome. We're on
That's
video.
Right.
The
yeah.
year is 2019, and we have officially gotten on video.
It's not 2019.
It's 2013. I'm very well.
Okay.
Timed out before the pandemic.
There's this thing called
the
YouTube.
It's not going anywhere. It's the busiest website on the internet. People like say, no, that's not true. Google is. Well, guess who owns YouTube, everybody? The Illuminati.
Sorry, I got nothing.
And I'm going to go, the Illuminati who lives under the Denver airport. Have you heard that conspiracy theory?
Yeah. I think you told me.
Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah. Denver's on the mind. So we're on video, everyone. Welcome to our beautiful new space here. We are in downtown La Mesa above Public Square Coffee House.
Oh, hey.
Our favorite coffee shop. Legitimately.
Uh-huh. Here we go.
To us. We're drinking some coffee.
That's your favorite
we're
dosage.
Feeling good. What's
every
that?
Every time it gets me.
To us?
To us. So dumb.
Hey, it's dumb and it's sweet at the same time.
Just a ridiculous toast.
No, I told you because I've been watching Peaky Blinders, I've taken in a couple more English, not Irish toast. Ready?
You got another one?
No, this is the one
same
that I did
one.
Before.
Okay.
May we live in heaven for 30 minutes before the devil knows we're dead.
All right.
With a coffee cup.
All right.
that's like a, we don't live that life. Those are like mobsters drinking, you know, whiskey. And we're, you know, domesticated folk above a coffee shop. But Public
That's
Square
right.
Coffee Shop, everybody. We're in our studio above their coffee shop in downtown La Mesa, California here. We love it. It's a great new space. Melissa designed this. It looks amazing, and we're so happy to introduce you to our new producer, Andy.
Woo, woo, woo.
Hi, Andy. You. He did his best Miss Doubtfire impersonation. Hello. From the corner there. Andy also helped design install all the stuff. It looks fantastic. You guys crushed it. I literally did nothing except earn the money to pay Andy and the rent and the space and to buy Melissa so many clothes. Yeah. Melissa's got a problem.
You have a problem.
Well, I have an expensive luggage problem, but I'm not going to give them a shout out because they're not a sponsor of the pod. But this space looks incredible. We're so happy to have Andy working with us. We're excited to be on video. We like our little space here. You guys crushed it. We came down here last night. We showed the kids. They sat in the seats. They did impersonations of us. And then we went and got city tacos. And then I fell asleep at 9 p.m. because I was tired. But I had been up since 1:20 your time, in my defense.
Yeah, you needed.
So, with that being said, we've got business to get to, everyone. We're going to do some business stuff up top, and then we got a weekend recap, and then we got some topics that we're going to cover, Super Bowl parties, Girl Scout cookies, and if we have enough time, Valentine's Day, what it's like when you're married, and we've got some emails. We got lots of stuff. As always, shoot us emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. If you're watching this on YouTube, please share, leave some comments, give us that sweet, sweet algorithm blessing, and if you're listening, wherever you're listening, you know, if you want to leave a review, that'd be great. January was the biggest month we've ever had in the history of our podcast. January 2012. January 2023. I was off by a mere 9 years. Was the biggest we've ever had.
I think that's wrong.
Yeah, I know. Guys, have you not caught the bit yet? Guys, keep up. Apparently, your public square caffeine has not kicked in yet. It's a bit. All the numbers are wrong. I started saying I'm dumb.
Got it.
Keep
I know.
Up.
Well, I'm dumb too.
Lady and gentleman. Gentleman is weird sounding.
Yeah.
Gentleman is like so proper. Gentleman is so creepy.
Yeah, you're right.
He's a gentleman.
Bad. Bad.
Gentleman sounds like a justification for like that some like in an old like 60s movie, someone's like trying to justify to their father that she can marry this guy. He's a gentleman. It's father. You will learn to love him. He's a gentleman. I don't know.
What jumps to mind
when you hear gentleman?
Like I was thinking like Gillette, like shaving.
Oh, for the gentleman in your life.
The gentleman.
The gentleman. I don't know if it's a compliment. If someone described me as a gentleman, I think it's the way you hit it. He's a gentleman. Gosh, that's so disturbing to say. Well, I do not like the way gentleman feels in my mouth.
They say lovely a lot.
They do. You know that because because we got a shout out on Brett, as you may know, Roy from Ted Lasso's podcast.
Yeah,
we got from Brett's podcast because Taylor was on. And it was just a real treat to hear Roy Kent say my name. It was a real
and
treat.
And call you lovely.
And call me funny and lovely. And then, you know, and then get back
and
to the
gentleman.
And then call back.
Hey.
Oh my gosh. Call back. Melissa's in studio, everybody. All right, let's get to a couple things here. First off, if you're not familiar with Patreon, Patreon already knew that we were going video. They already knew. Andy did not start the clock yet. Andy bragged to me about this amazing fancy clock that he got, and now, what are we, 5 minutes in? 5 minutes in? So now I have to add 5 minutes to that? Unbelievable. Oh, there we go. So we're 7 in.
Yeah. Perfect. Well, we're good at math.
If there's one thing we have made sure of, it's that we're good at math.
Well, add 7 minutes.
Andy's
just
creating work for himself now, because we can't keep any of this in. I mean, this is just dead air. Sorry.
I'm not editing anything.
If you're not familiar with Patreon, Patreon is a way that you can give a little more to the podcast and get a little more to the podcast. For example, Patreon knew this was coming. I think we told Patreon when the special's coming out. They know the special details. They got lots of stuff coming out. Or no, I've been meaning to tell them. They will know before you guys.
I think you told some of them on
the Zoom hang. There you go. I told them on the Zoom hang, and that's one of the big perks. In addition to post-show or like pre-show meet and greets and discounts on merch, all kinds of stuff.
Cameos, yeah.
We got a brand new patron yesterday, Eugene. Welcome, Eugene. Which my daughter heard me say that, and that was Eugene was my favorite character from the show Wednesday. So welcome, Eugene. And, you know, if you go check out our Patreon, you know, like you get a little more from us. And one of the things that you get is the monthly Zoom hang where we get on there, chit chat. A lot of time you get the treat of hearing one of our kids yell in the background.
Yeah.
By a lot of time, I mean every time, every single time we've ever done it.
And I think we're going to do the 19th.
The 19th.
I think you emailed me, but February it's not on the calendar yet.
February 19th. 2025 will be our first, our next Patreon Zoom hang.
Yeah.
See, the bits already of doing the wrong year. It already missed. All right, you know.
I can't keep up on all these numbers.
Lord knows I tell a joke after it stops being funny. And then I keep posting it on the internet as well because, you know, it's...
Well, you got to give your new followers
the internet
what they
has
want.
An unquenchable thirst. For content. Unquenchable. In addition to that, we've got so many shows, everybody. Let me go over to the website, DustinNickerson.com.
Let me pull up my website.
Let me pull up the website here, everybody. We've got lots of shows. Tonight is the last, tonight I'm in, this is February 8th. If you're listening to this right now, I'm at Comedy Works in Denver, Colorado, downtown, Wednesday. I mean, if you guys can come out on a Wednesday downtown, you parents... Unbelievable. I'm so proud of you. So that's tonight. And then we take a little break as I'm mostly opening. And then, ladies and gentlemen, the tour starts on May 23rd. May 23rd, my tour, which is going to be running pretty much through the fall, on and off really through December, is going to start May 23rd. It's in Brea, California. May 19th and 20th, we just added this Wise Guys Comedy Club in Ogden, which is right outside of Salt Lake City.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Which means if you're on that side, you're like, wow, even closer than if you're on the other side of Salt Lake. It's a big deal. Listen, guys, I'm not a big enough deal. If you would tell more friends about me, then I would get to choose exactly where I play. But I don't.
But you do have a weekend.
But I do have a weekend, May 19th and 20th in Ogden. May 26th and 27th, Des Moines. And then we go into June. June 13th and 14th, Chicago. June 15th, Rosemont. 16th and 17th, San Diego, California. 18th, Los Angeles, California. June 21st, Orlando. 22nd, Tampa. June 24th, this just went on sale. The Rockwell in Boston, June 28th, Charlotte, June 29th, Raleigh. Then we get into July, July 1st, North Charleston, South Carolina. The 12th, Liberty, Ohio, that's Cincinnati. The 13th, Columbus. The 14th through 16th, that's Pittsburgh. The 21st to 22nd, Zanies in Nashville. I don't think that was on sale last week. I don't remember. The 28th, Atlanta. Then we're in August, 18th and 19th, Sacramento. The 23rd, Omaha. The 24th, Milwaukee. The 25th, Minneapolis. The 26th, Tulsa. The 27th, Oklahoma City. That's what we have for right now. Did you hear that run right there? That's five straight days right there. That's crazy. Omaha, Milwaukee, Minneapolis, Tulsa, Oklahoma. I need a tour manager. But it's me. It's me right here. So that's all on sale. DustinNickerson.com/shows. Dates to be added and on sale soon. Houston, Tacoma, Austin. Working on a Dallas, but Houston, Tacoma, Austin, Cleveland, probably in December. New York, probably in December. I don't know these things. Guys, just buy tickets to the shows. Please, 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 please buy tickets to the show. Also, even though I have my full next comedy special coming out in March, a little news for you guys. Almost 2 years ago, I filmed a Dry Bar comedy special.
It's definitely very pandemic.
It was that I just found out is coming out this week, actually. I think if you're listening
Thursday,
it'll be February 9th. Eventually it'll be out on YouTube and they'll put out clips on Facebook and all the social medias and such. But if you have the Dry Bar Comedy app, which you can get on your phone or you can get on your smart TV, and you use promo code Dustin Nickerson, then you can watch it now. You get the monthly subscription, and I get a little bit of that money. I get a little bit of that. That sweet, sweet,
get a penny for every
sweet, sweet of that Mormon money. Keep it coming. I don't know if you guys know this. Dry Bar is a Utah-based Mormon company. Give me some of that secret underwear money. Give it to me. Give me some of that baptizing of the dead money. Give me the goods, baby. Give me the sweet, sweet Mormon funds. They're not going to like this promo.
No. You just kept going. We weren't even encouraging you.
Andy was laughing, but he didn't laugh out loud. So you guys won't know that Andy was holding in a big laugh there.
I was holding my breath.
Yeah. That's all Googleable. Listen, of the things in the Mormon church that I just shared about, those were pretty, like, as far as we're
pretty
making
mild.
Fun of, those were pretty
yeah.
mild. And you know what? As a Protestant, we've got our own list. We've got our own set of baggage. So this is not how you, this is the worst promotion for a comedy special
like,
ever.
Anyways, go check out my
anyways,
special.
Anyways, it stays, Andy. It all stays in. Anyways, we are all buzzed up on this Public Square coffee.
Buzzed up.
So anyways, that's the business.
All right, Dustin, you promoted your special.
Yeah, it's really good. I'm going to tell you this. This is something that only podcast listeners are going to get to hear. Nobody else is going to get to hear this.
Okay.
I dressed myself for that special, and it shows. I am wearing light jeans.
You were really into those light jeans.
I loved those light jeans because there was one video where I saw it and I was like, I like those light jeans. And then I had some brown, like, suede shoes on.
I don't even know what shoes those were.
Thank goodness I have a flannel on it,
you
so I'm recognizing. The flannel looks great.
The flannel's great.
And the mustache is there.
The light jeans were a mistake. I can't believe you wore them, but
well,
I wasn't
you weren't there. Gloria was
there.
Do you remember that?
I was so glad that you took one of the kids because that was like full on Zoom school and everything. So.
Yeah, you were like, you can wear whatever you want as long as you take one of the kids.
Exactly.
It's fun. It's a bit of a, like for you people who have actually heard my comedy before, it's kind of a greatest hits. Mm-hmm. It's like a 25-minute special. And it is just bangers. Like it's funny to go back and listen.
It's electric.
It's like a club like room. Mm-hmm. And it was funny to go if you follow my comedy, you have seen every joke in that special. I'm telling you this again.
Yeah, if you're an early adopter, you know it all.
If you wanna see the best 25 minutes of Overwhelmed indoors, it's there for you. It's in part why
and
we did it.
They weren't masked either, right?
No. Yeah. No. Yeah, yeah. It was Utah, baby.
Yeah.
Heck no.
Mm-hmm. It's not Burbank.
No. That was in part in reason. Yeah, we'll do a little Dustin's Comedy Corner here. That was in part, like, I love Overwhelmed and I'm very proud of Overwhelmed. But, you know, it was kind of an unfortunate thing where a lot of those jokes had they, you know, to use Louis' analogy, they had kind of reached that like ripe stage in the middle of, or like at the middle of the pandemic. And I was like, these have to be recorded because these jokes will get old to me and I won't care about them and they won't be timely and they won't be important to me. And creatively, I kind of have to retire them. And the only option really was like an outdoor masked thing.
Right.
That's how pandemic our special is. It starts with Holcomb's End of the World. People are putting on hand sanitizer. They're wearing masks and they're outside.
Taking temperatures.
And they're spread out. Like that is a pandemic special.
I mean, they paid the COVID officer more than the makeup artist.
I think the COVID officer made more than I did off that special. Full disclosure. So Dry Bar came along and I was like, this is great because this is an opportunity to
showcase,
kind of document these jokes in a more traditional format, you know?
Well, and so many of your friends have had success through that avenue.
Namely, former front seater and probably again front seater if we can find some more room in here, because I keep telling Andy and Melissa, like, we can get more people in here, and you both look at me like I'm insane, like I'm a crazy person, and you're gonna have to take this plant out. But yeah, so that's available, but it was fun to rewatch. I was like, oh, some of these are banger jokes.
Yeah,
like that I had forgotten about. You know, Sturdy and Nerdy's in there, and then what was that? I threw essential oils in there. Oh, bangers! It was the only one I picked.
Cold Cash.
Cole's Cash, I'm sure, is in there. That one I've documented plenty of times.
Right.
But yeah, it's fun. Mm-hmm. Sleep problems. I mean, these are the Dustin Nickerson hits. Mm-hmm. These are the classics.
Yep.
If I was one of those artists where they would showcase their great hits at a 1 a.m. infomercial, these are the ones that we'd be playing right here, you know? First Kid versus Third Kid. None of this means anything to a lot of people. But anyways, that's available.
Great.
And I got another one coming out pretty soon. We got some other exciting things coming out too, but don't tell anybody. Don't you be telling anybody. I have like a huge secret that I asked you when I was in Boston. I cannot wait to tell you. It's been on the tip of I've wanted to tell you since it happened, but I'm not going to until it happened. I'm going to hold it a secret until the moment that it comes to fruition. And it is killing me. I kid you not.
You can't keep a secret.
I kid you not. Without exaggeration, every time I'm with you right now, I think about every 60 seconds. Every 60 seconds, I'm like, just tell her.
You just like texted me on the road, like, do you want to know a huge secret? And I was like, no.
No, I think
No.
Yeah. No, you said, we talked
or
on the phone.
A surprise,
and you're like, maybe, maybe not. Maybe I can wait. You're like, I guess I would wait. And I was like, okay, I'll wait. But it's going to be a big reveal. And, I can't wait. I can't wait. And the reveal, we're converting to Mormonism.
Converting.
Don't mock me over a word. We're not that couple.
It's so funny.
We're converting to Mormonism. Converting to Mormonism, everybody. We're joining the team. The Broadway show was so good that we signed up. All right, let's do a little weekend recap, everybody. This weekend, I was out with a little up-and-comer named Taylor Tomlinson.
Mm-hmm.
She sold 14,000 tickets in Boston, which is crazy. That is crazy.
They made cookies that said four sold-out shows.
Yeah, yeah.
That impresses me.
Yeah. That is...
Gloria took one to school.
Yeah. You know, I didn't tell you this. Okay, so Taylor, one of the things on her rider is a fruit plate.
Yeah. I've been in her green room.
You've seen these green rooms.
She's got a great green room.
She's got a great green room. There's fruit plates, there's crackers, there's Pepto-Bismol.
Hummus.
Hummus, all the good stuff. Not the hard-boiled eggs.
Not anymore.
There's iced coffee.
Oat milk.
There's ibuprofen. There's some oat milk.
Mini hairsprays.
Mini hairsprays. Mm-hmm. And on the last show of the weekend, I always take some of the fruit home.
Yeah. All right. You're going to get crap for this.
Okay. I'm happy to share this with the masses here. At the end of my children love berries.
Oh, yeah.
They devour berries. And they're, all those berries are there. Those berries are going to get thrown in the trash. And so I always figure
the last
out
show.
I always figure out a way
you return
to get
lately.
The berries home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. Listen. I kept that on for a reason, and I wanted to keep this in the podcast. Why do I have an alarm right now, everybody? Because I need to check in for my Southwest flight. And you have got to check in 24 hours before if you want to get a decent seat. And I haven't gotten my status on that one.
Okay.
Yes.
You checked in. Wow, that was fast.
A17. Boom! That's why you set the alarm, everybody. That's a professional traveler right here.
Amazing.
That's why I kept my alarm on and I didn't put my phone on. Because the quality of this podcast is less important than the quality of my seat to Denver
Fantastic.
Tomorrow. Okay. So there's all these berries. And they always look so good. And so I'm always like, I need to concoct a way to get these berries to my children.
And this is a travel hack by Dustin. Because... if Dustin sees a plastic bag on the road,
that's valuable. That is
you
valuable.
Need that.
You have to kind of gather. You have to gather plastic carry things.
So the one
for
that
your
got
for your toothbrush, for your loofah, for whatever, for any perishable
old
goods,
clothes or dirty clothes,
a particularly smelly pair of socks. You have to gather these things. You know,
the one
for
that really got me was. We were at an airport in the lounge, I think.
Big flex. Lounge access. Oh, my gosh. I fly so much. It's the credit
card. You had an apple. and you got an apple and it was covered in plastic wrap. You did not throw that plastic wrap away.
No.
The plastic wrap on the apple was then wrapped on like a muffin.
Yep. Later in the day. Yeah. So when I take from the lounge an apple wrapped in plastic, I'm taking two things, the apple and the plastic. Two forms of sustenance. This is how I survive as like a, in colonial time. You know, like on the, this is.
I was shocked.
Yeah. And you were impressed.
I was so impressed.
I believe what you said was you're too good at traveling. I believe is what you said. So, for example, this was, I'll just give you my last two. One, they were in the containers, like the little berry containers. And I was like, okay, well, those are already contained like that. But of course, they're berries. They have juice. They'll leak. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. So what you do is you bring them back to the room, and then the slippers bag.
Because you stay in nice hotels.
Taylor stays in nice hotels.
They have slippers.
And that slid so perfectly in the slippers bag.
Now
fold it up. And then you also put that in the plastic bag they give you for the. You got to do at least two layers,
right? Or if you got your stuff dry cleaned.
So this last week with berries, what I did is I grabbed a Starbucks cup, like an iced cup, and I loaded that up with a bunch of different berries.
Yes.
Put a little paper towel on top over the where it would leak to the lid.
Uh-huh.
Then wrapped that in another bag. Brought home my children a thing
now,
full of berries.
I do make sure I examine the berries and make sure they're not moldy.
They never get warm. They go from a refrigerator to my hotel refrigerator to underneath a plane. They're cold.
Travel hacks by Dustin.
The judgment in Andy's eyes. No one's gotten sick yet.
Are these exotic berries from another state? Like,
literally.
I think there's actually a felony for bringing
them across state. That's hilarious. You aren't supposed to.
He's bringing bugs back into California.
Yeah, so I told this to Taylor, and Taylor goes, am I not paying you enough?
You don't know how many berries our children eat. We cannot go to the store every day.
We have a thing when at home where Dad reveals whatever he brought home. And it's things from green rooms and various little snacks. And there is always some local stuff. And now berries are on the list. I'm sorry for providing for my family in fun, interesting, unique ways. My bad. Anyways,
so
Boston was great.
Karen's fruit play, or what was her name?
Donna.
Donna's fruit play.
Donna.
Those berries came all the way
from Pittsburgh.
From Pittsburgh.
Those are Donna's berries from Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh raspberries.
Those did, and they did have a 4-hour layover in Vegas. I'm not going to lie.
They've already been consumed.
Yeah, listen,
what's done is done.
Tell me to stop. If you want me to stop, tell me to stop. Exactly. You don't
it's
want
the
me
kids.
To stop.
They
love it.
Yeah.
Boston was fantastic. It
Maybe
was
you put them
so
in the freezer.
So, well, speaking of freezer, Boston was a freezer. With wind chill, it hit negative 30.
Bad.
Negative 30 in Boston.
Ugh.
No.
It's too cold.
It's like illegal cold. Stuff was breaking. Our heater didn't work in our room. It was.
You had one room? It's a joke.
Oh,
it's
what, me joke. And Taylor?
It's a joke.
Oh my gosh.
You said our room.
What a scandalous. Our rooms. Melissa's creating some scandals here. This means something, Melissa. You see this right here? You see this 11th Amazon.com?
Yeah, I see that. Ring. Those are always sitting on the counter.
Yeah, this
at
is
home.
The one that. This is actually the one that's kind of big, and it flops off with a second flop, a third flop. There we go. You ordered the wrong size.
You do that a lot. I can't keep track of what size your ring is.
With this ring. Now I disappear, Frodo style. So we did that, and then it was so cold, and we went to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh was also fantastic, and I was glad that we had good shows, because really what I wanted to talk about in my weekend recap is I spent a lot of the time despairing because the internet has been telling me how old I am this week. And you told me, I waited until 38 to get on camera. I told
it's
that to Taylor.
Joke. It's
no,
a
no,
joke.
I know, and Taylor said a thing like, Taylor said to me, I would not do a podcast sitting next to Melissa. Which is a compliment to you.
Very kind.
This is my little bit of hesitancy to get on the internet next to you specifically and to do more video because the internet has been telling me I am old all week. all freaking week because I had a video about how millennials, when we get old, we won't say we will be a generation that doesn't complain about people in our lawn because we don't own a lawn. All right. But TikTok, whatever it may be.
Then the trolls came
and it,
out.
What happened is it got outside of my reach. And this happens when something has virality to it, when something goes big.
Sorry for going viral.
It gets outside your reach. And what people on the internet love to tell you is how old you look.
It's so
easy.
And
they said, there's no way this man is a millennial. This man, the one on Facebook said straight up, well, actually Facebook didn't tell you you're old because I'm pretty young by Facebook standards. You go to Facebook comments to feel young.
Yes.
You go to TikTok stage comments to feel 1,000 years old. Facebook, they're like, I thought you had to be a certain age to be on here.
Yeah,
this
retired.
Guy looks a little young to be on Facebook.com. Yeah, it's the Facebook, the social media for retireds.
Retirees, yeah.
The internet is just... It's just so...
It's cruel.
It's a cruel, cruel thing. It is just so mean. It's the meanest thing. They have been telling me that I'm old all week. Now, listen, I don't come across young. I get that. There's nothing about
me. We've always been old souls.
Right. And
you know when you have a child and get married in your early 20s?
I spent a lot of time outside. I didn't start moisturizing till I was about 36 and a half. I didn't know about it. I didn't also think you didn't. It just sneaks up on you on these things. The sun gets you. I'm balding. These things happen.
You don't like sunscreen.
I also think the internet doesn't really know what like a 38-year-old looks like.
No.
Because it's not put in front of them a lot, and it's not put in front of them in a non-makeuped way a lot.
And like social media kind of has changed that. You know, like
well,
there's certain accounts
media,
that they don't get all glammed up and they they just
called
record
at Dustin Nickerson.
They just record selfie videos
at 4 a.m. in an airport. That's what I'm doing out here.
Yeah.
I'm looking real bad out here. But I had this theory that I think the age groupings are wrong. Did I tell you about this? I don't think I did.
Perhaps.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So what happens is we group everybody based on what we think they should look like on like 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s.
Okay.
But the problem with that is like a 21-year-old doesn't look like a 29-year-old.
No.
It should be grouped kind of to the late to the early of the decade. Like
so like 25 to 35?
No. So like 18 to like 21, like those kind of like look alike.
Yeah.
Like
I would say like 18 to 24.
Yeah.
You know?
And then there's like 27 to 31, 32 look a lot alike.
Yep.
And then 37, 38 to early 40s start to look alike.
Yes.
It's more those are kind of the groupings because most late 30-year-olds could go for 40-year-olds.
Yeah.
And most, because I don't think I'm going to change, we won't look a lot different in like 4 or 5 years, you know?
No, I might.
I guess what I'm saying is I feel like the groupings are wrong. And that theory could be wrong, but I'm just saying whatever I need to say to myself right now.
All my friends are in their 40s.
Yeah. I don't...
Do I have many friends? No. But they're all in their 40s. So I already, you know, because we had our kids young.
You guys,
and so I just feel... I already feel 40.
The goal as a person in your 30s is not for the internet to say you look young. The goal as a person in your 30s is to look the best at your 20-year reunion. Not your best, the best. That's the goal. I'm not performing for the internet, all right? I'm not performing for them. I'm performing for Joe and Kelly and Kyle and Kevin when we all get there, and I got to look better than all of them.
I will tell you, as someone who just went to their 20-year high school reunion, the girls look way better than the guys.
But you, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think 20 years, for a lot of the women, they looked better than the men.
Yeah. You are right.
But 30, so you're saying you're...
Aging is hard on guys.
Judging yourself by the men.
Aging is hard on guys. Yeah. And not enough people talk about how hard the world is for men.
White men. Mm. Yeah.
It's so hard for us, you know.
For me to feel young, I go back and watch 80s movies of people my age that look like they're 50.
Yes. There's a meme going around Father of the Bride.
Yeah.
And I think they're supposed to look 40.
Yeah.
You know, like Steve Martin and the actress, and they look much older.
Right.
So, yeah, since the 80s.
There's a Costanza one where it's like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, George is like 35.
Yes.
Like, during the time
it's
like, no.
No, that's no good. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's more believable to have like a 25-year-old play a high schooler than that.
Like
yeah.
Wednesday.
Like Jenna Ortega.
Yeah, I think she's like 22. I don't know.
She's also like she's also like 5'1". I saw that on the old interwebs.
Oh, yeah?
Real short, yeah.
That checks out, actually.
Yeah, because she's short throughout the whole show.
They use that a lot in all the camera angles. Yeah. I know a lot about cameras. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so we got a couple more things that we got to get to here, everybody. As if you're listening to this podcast, it's probably about like the 32, 33-minute mark, and I just want to let you know that's because we had to cut out a 3 solid minutes of Melissa ranting about the looks of another comedian. And she just couldn't dig herself out of that hole. We might make that available to the Patreon.
Oh,
we
my
might,
gosh.
That might be some Patreon-only content if you could get that video up.
You do this where you won't bail me out. And you just let me double down.
You tried to go on a, you weren't trying to be mean, but you know, this was a look of one of my peers.
It just didn't work.
Hey, listen. If there's one thing that this podcast is documented, it's me doing bits that don't work. So, all right, we got a couple things to get out to everybody. It's Super Bowl week.
Yeah, it is.
Here in the United States of America or around the world. I don't know what time zone you're in, but it's Super Bowl week where we're at right here. Maybe the Super Bowl's already happened if you're in Europe. I don't know how time zones work. but it's Super Bowl week, and I am here to announce my great happiness that I don't care who wins the Super Bowl. There is no greater feeling.
It's the best.
Than going to a Super Bowl party or watching a Super Bowl game and not caring who wins. It's the most relaxed,
no worries,
stress-free environment. Mm-hmm. It's like going to a wedding of people you don't know. You're like, I'm a wedding crasher here. I'm going to have fun no matter what. Yeah. If you win, best of luck to you. If it works out, great. If it doesn't, it's an open bar.
I don't care.
Mm-hmm. I don't care who wins this game. The Seattle Seahawks have gone to 3 Super Bowls.
Yes.
The 2 weeks that happened between the AFC and the NFC Championship and the Super Bowl, those were miserable weeks. Miserable, nerve-wracking weeks. Because you know as a sports fan that it's very... best case scenario, your team, you'll get to watch like 10 championship games your entire sports fan career. Unless you're in like Boston or the Bay Area or something where they get sports championships all the time.
Yeah.
The majority of sports fans, they get 5 to 10 championship games maybe their whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And that sucks for you. You're barely excited. You're nervous. You're excited. Mm-hmm. You're stressed. And this week is like, I don't have a rooting affinity one way or the other. I'm gonna sit back.
You're there for the halftime show.
I'm gonna drink a few 394 hazies.
Okay.
And probably make content.
Yeah, you are. Mm-hmm. I have to take my son driving. Our son.
He's not gonna go. Not during the Super Bowl.
Well, we're gonna drive on Sunday.
Yeah.
And I have to finish a book report with Claire.
Well.
Yeah. So I got a big day too.
Well, you know how I can help with the writing.
We already did all the art.
Yeah.
Now we just have to do like the summary.
Yeah. I wanted to add. Now that we're in a big fancy studio, this is a new segment here of the podcast, which is Mel's absolutely ignorant sports prediction. Okay.
Oh, dude, we're just
I'll set you up. I'll set you
up. I know the Eagles are in it.
Yep. Yep. Okay. So this Sunday, I'll give you a cursory glance of what's going on. All right. Philadelphia Eagles, Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
Kansas City Chiefs have been they've been great over the last few years. They have Patrick Mahomes. He's probably the best quarterback in football right now. He's got a sprained ankle. But he had his AFC Championship game.
Oh, yeah. I saw him, like, doing a weird run.
He's playing on a bad ankle. But he's a generational talent. He's incredible. This is, I think, the 3rd Super Bowl that they've gone to. They've got Andy Reid. He's a great coach. He actually used to coach the Eagles. How about that? They're a little banged up, but they beat the Bengals to get in, and now they're going against the Philadelphia Eagles, who have Jalen Hurts, young quarterback, coming to his own. As Joel describes him, Hurts is raw, bro. Hurts is raw, bro. I can't believe we have such a Southern California boy. It is insane. I'm thinking about bleaching my hair. I want to quit wrestling just so I can like skateboard. Hurts his raw, bro. Dude, it's like not sick, bro. I love how that's how like Southern California like bros, like that's how they describe negative things. Is they don't say a negative adjective. They just say it's not a positive adjective. Like, I don't know. He's not raw, bro. It's like not dope, bro. They're so positive in nature that they won't even say it's bad. They'll just be like, this is not sick, bro.
I think it's cute.
But
he's my son. So
they're going against the Eagles, who have been pretty dominant, but they also had a pretty easy path to the Super Bowl championship. Okay. I think the line is close to even. I don't even know who's predicted to win at this point. So who do you got, Melissa? Chiefs? This is Melissa's ignorant sports take. Mm-hmm. What is your prediction going into this week's Super Bowl?
I'm going to say Kansas City just because I like the way you presented them.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I really just presented Mahomes, the quarterback.
Yeah.
Okay. But the Eagles have been kind of more dominant all season.
Okay.
And they have probably a better overall roster.
So maybe just like a little underdog.
An underdog. I don't know. Well,
okay. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm going for Kansas City.
There you go. Kansas City, everybody. I want to keep a tally of how this goes. Because it will be funny to see if...
At least for you.
Well, I think it might be funny to see if you actually end up having like a good record on these things. Okay, there you go. You know what we might be serving at our Super Bowl party?
What?
Girl Scout cookies.
Ooh.
Tis the season, yes. Ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Tis the season.
I haven't bought any yet, but I'll be honest, I have stress ate some Oreos this last week.
You told me. Okay. Yes. I don't know what it is about me personally eating. I eat so well the entire day, and then the last 90 minutes of my day, I am a monster. I am like a garbage disposal.
Pretty normal.
I'll take anything. Why do you do that?
That's why people fast at night so they don't eat a bunch of crap.
Why do snacks taste so much better late at night?
Late night snacking is the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
it's the worst time to eat. But it's the best, like, for your stomach, it's bad. But your tongue knows it's bad. Your tongue's a bad influence. The tongue is the peer pressurer of the rest of the body.
Yeah, it's the taste. So what happened to me was the Oreos got crushed, kind of.
Oh.
And so then you just
turned into like little sprinkles?
You got pieces, not full cookies. And you're like, I just got to clean up this sleeve of crumbled Oreos. Yeah, that was...
Gotta do it.
Did you dump it? What happened?
Just pour it into my mouth,
just
please.
Just like 5-6 days of driving around and setting up the studio and losing the keys and getting parking tickets. And then suddenly you're at home with like a full thing of Oreos.
Yeah.
Just you and the Oreos.
The equivalent for me on the road is Taylor stays at a nice hotel, so there's a mini bar. There's a mini bar. And I have never stayed in a hotel that didn't. If the mini bar had honey roasted peanuts, that I have not just eaten all of them. I eat them like I'm like a ravager. I eat them like a raccoon who's like, I have to get all of these.
I found these in the trash can.
It's unbelievable. They're not even that good, but they are so good.
Okay, I have to tell a story because I wanted to tell this.
Okay.
Speaking of trash cans and my busy week.
Uh-huh.
On Sunday.
Oh, yeah, this is a good one.
I got home from church with the kids.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I threw away Claire's quesadilla wrapper.
Mm-hmm.
I put it in the trash, and I feel toes. Like, I feel something is crawling over my hand.
And it is?
And then I see it on the ground. It's a mouse.
Your biggest fear.
I hate mice. I hate mice. So this mouse climbed over my hand. It was in the trash can. Mm-hmm. It was coming out right as I was putting this wrapper in. It's on the floor. I let out this like primal scream.
Yeah.
I have Claire's shoes, her socks. I let my coat off. I like lose it and run to the bathroom, wash my hands. Everybody, the kids are like, what just happened?
Mom's dead.
And we opened the back door. The mouse went outside, and then it went to our neighbors who was outside, and she let out the scream that I had let out. And it was, I don't want to throw away trash anymore because it was so terrible. I hate mice.
Yeah, I know.
That was just a terrible experience.
I think when that happened, yeah. I was literally in robes and slippers.
Bagging up the berries.
In a 5-star hotel. Drinking an old fashioned by myself because I invited someone to have a drink like from the tour and they all said no. And I was like, whatever, I'll drink alone. I don't need you. I'll be sad by myself. So I would have loved the company of that mouse. That's crazy. I literally have nightmares about spiders doing that to me.
Yes.
Like, because spiders are my phobia thing. But mm-hmm. happened to you in real life.
It did.
They say in mm-hmm. life that it's good to face your fear. And it doesn't sound like you are better for this.
I mean, Joel and I caught a mouse in our kitchen two weeks ago.
You got a mouse trap.
No.
You didn't catch it by hand.
Dude.
You didn't.
It is so hard for me. It is so hard for me to set the traps and clean up droppings.
Mouse traps are, like, particularly the snap ones, they are like nerve-wracking to do.
Yeah, like I'm like sticky traps, but they don't catch the mouse. So it's been a thing, and I dream about it. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how bad it is. Like, I dream about mice, and I hate them, but. You know, now I'm facing my fear.
But you don't feel better off for. Like, I had to kill a black widow at our house, and I'm just as scared of spiders now as I was before. I faced my fear. I'm not braver for it.
No, I'm just an adult.
What do you mean by that?
Like, adults in your late 30s, you have to deal with mice.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, yeah, there's no one's going to do this
for me. Mice doesn't care about your new floors.
Like,
a mouse does not care if you have a nice or a crappy house.
Yeah, they're like, we like trash.
Mice are open-minded. Mice are very tolerant. Mice don't care about your paycheck, your orientation. They don't care anything.
They don't discriminate.
There's no discrimination from a mouse.
I pay Joel to dispose of the mice, but, you know, it's just, this is life.
Yeah, it is. I'm sorry that happened. Yeah. Also, pretty funny. Pretty objectively funny.
I couldn't believe it. Yeah. That was why I had to tell you. What are the odds?
I was wondering.
You can send in your my stories and confiscating berry stories.
I would love actually to hear you confronting your phobia story in general at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. Please send us some emails there. Mm-hmm. Mice, spiders,
throwing up,
ghosts. Somebody have a fear of throwing up?
Taxes. Yes, people do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a real one. So I was going to say, I don't think we've told this story before on here on the podcast, but about Gloria as a Girl Scout. Have we told this story?
You put it in the book.
Oh, okay.
And actually what's funny is she brought it up this week.
Because
we have all the little Girl Scouts in our neighborhood and community. And
yeah.
They have signs.
Yeah.
They
I would just say this real quick.
Signs now.
Okay.
They got signs in their cars.
quick tip to any parent of a first-time Girl Scout. Make sure you communicate to that Girl Scout that those cookies are not hers.
And they're not free.
Those are not free, mm-hmm. and those are not hers.
That's what she told us. She was like, I thought they were free.
Yeah.
And she had, if you didn't know the story, she had a ton in her bedroom drawers that she was eating.
Yeah.
Because, I thought she was inventorying.
No.
Like the little businesswoman that she was.
No, our daughter.
She was confiscating cookies.
Our daughter thought that those cookies were an award for being a Girl Scout.
Yeah, you get cookies if you're a Girl Scout. Yeah. She was like a second or third grader. I was like, this is so great. She's learning so many valuable skills. Yeah.
She did sell a lot of cookies that year to her parents.
Yeah, we had to buy so many cookies. She was telling us how this weekend, how she brought them to the Girl Scout camp in Balboa.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh yeah, I had a ton of cookies there that I packed in my bag. And my Girl Scout friends and I were just eating them all night.
Yeah.
The overnighter.
And
we supplied those.
She did sell the right amount, but we paid for them. If she got a badge, then we might as well have designed and sewed it on for her. Incredible.
Yeah.
And that was like, we bought all these cookies and then we didn't get the cookies.
Yeah. No, that when they kind of gave us the bill at the end, we were like, ooh.
Ooh.
We only did 1 year.
Do you accept payments? Is there a payment plan option on these?
There's always a cookie mom.
Yeah.
And she has all it was a grandma, a cookie grandma. She is the dealer. And we owed her a lot of money.
All right. Two last things on today's episode. One, I want to talk a little bit about Valentine's Day. And then one, I want to get to an email that we have.
That's great.
I would like us first just to kind of discuss. This is an open discussion. I don't really know where we're going here. Melissa and I have been together for 20 years. 20, almost 21 now.
Date. I'm kidding. I don't know.
And we've been married for 18 and a half years. We've been married for quite some time.
Yeah.
And I will tell, and I know maybe we're in the minority for this, but as a couple who's been married for a long time, Valentine's Day does nothing for me.
No, it's a commercial holiday.
Oh.
Yeah. Wait, that's fact. That's
Bring them
fact.
Down. Do it, yeah, Mal. No. Come on. Rage Against the Machine it, huh?
I mean,
come on. Melissa won't do what you told her. You don't get that reference. Andy got that reference.
I couldn't put a value on love. I don't know.
Aww. No. That's really sweet.
I don't know. Like,
okay.
So,
let me ask you this. I'll propose it to you.
All right.
As someone who's been married for 18 years, what is your ideal Valentine's Day?
I want to do something.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you want
to
do?
I want to go, like, to a show or away.
Uh-huh.
Or I just like to do stuff with you.
Oh.
Just you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But last year I did buy myself a purse. So, well, you know.
That is the most married Valentine's Day thing you could do.
Yeah, I was like, babe, you bought me a purse.
And I was like, you're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Is it a nice purse?
It is.
You love it.
Yes.
Incredible. That is some married stuff right there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no hurt feelings.
No. I think early on, you know, in a relationship, that stuff like means a lot and matters a lot.
Yeah.
But as time goes on by, actually, when we were like dating, we would just... Because I'm not a gift person. So we would just go and pick something out together.
Right.
Like, I remember I got, like, PJ pants at Old Navy. Classic.
Old nasty ding.
PJ pants. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So just if you're looking for a gift, Old Navy PJ pants.
And I'm here to tell... I'm here to talk to tell the men who are listening to this who are early on in relationships, if you do a good enough job on all the things, you can get to this stage of Valentine's Day. If you are in a relationship with somebody who is like you in that regards.
Put in the work early.
Put in the work early.
Yeah.
Because I did some elaborate gift stuff early on in the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think what happens is you get so intertwined.
You gotta plan something special.
Yeah, that you're just like, hey, our money's the same, our time's the same.
Yeah.
Like, to me, just to be like, to surprise you with like a night away or something, you're like, did you line up a sitter?
Did you write the itinerary?
Yeah, you're like did you change the cat litter? Did you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a little too, so you kind of have to like plan a thing together. And that's a relief.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I will say that I don't want you to get me anything. And I don't, like, there was a certain stage where I would, like, bring you flowers. And you'd be like, oh, cool. It just didn't do anything for you.
I'm not
you know?
A flower person.
And
And
I am, but I can buy my own flowers. I can
good
buy
song.
My
it's
own flowers.
Way to go, Miley.
That girl's got a bright future in the business. All right, let's do a closing email here because we are around over time. This email is from Sarah right here, and the subject is Sarah with the tarantula.
I referenced Sarah with the tarantula.
Exactly.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hi, Dustin and Melissa. I enjoy the weekly pod so much. I listen on the way to work with my kids, and we noticed a mention of Sarah with the tarantula. That's me. That's us. The kids were excited for the mention, so I thought I'd follow up by sharing our tarantulas and weigh in with my vote for the best pet.
Fantastic.
Let's start with tarantulas. It started as a reward. My husband came up with for our oldest if he stopped wetting the bed.
All right. He's going to hear this, so... And he's losing it. Stop laughing. It's a real reward.
I know. I'm not making fun of them laughing. I'm laughing because that's the most parent thing ever. Listen, if you stop wetting the bed, I'll get you a tarantula.
It's a great bribe.
A dry bed isn't good enough.
Ha ha ha! It's too relatable.
And we're not. That, yeah, that's. Oh my gosh, that's so funny. I don't think he believed it was possible, but apparently it was a great motivation for a 7-year-old boy because the nighttime accident stopped immediately and maintained for a month. He earned it, so we took a trip to Pet Kingdom. We're looking at the tarantula with our 3-year-old son. The store manager tells us in front of the kids that it's a buy one, get one free tarantula day.
Oh, no.
Cue the eye roll. We came home with not only one, but 2 baby tarantulas. It's been mostly fine, but they eat live crickets, which is a chore, and one of them has escaped twice. Your biggest nightmare, my reality. The first time we didn't think
crickets all the time in our house. Yeah.
No, it's the
oh, the
Melissa,
tarantula.
It's the tarantula. Nobody cares about a cricket in your house.
I get it.
The first time we didn't find the spider for 2 weeks, and then I reached into an open box of fig bars, felt something fuzzy, and it was there. Yikes. No.
Oh, my gosh. No.
I was equal parts terrified and relieved that the 2-week terror of where it could be was over. It was returned to its cage and all was well. We've also almost had every other small pet you can think of, rats, hamsters, guinea pigs, leopard, gecko, and fish. Currently residing with us are 2 barn cats. I love a barn cat. I love a
feral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2 golden retrievers, 5 chickens, and 1 tarantula.
I did know about the chicken coop. Yeah.
Without exhausting all the pet pros and cons, I'm 100% team chicken. I can't believe no one has mentioned this yet, especially with the egg shortage right now. You should definitely get Claire a chicken or 2. They're so cute to raise from tiny chicks, not to mention cheap at $8 a pop. They have the funniest antics, and it's rewarding to get fresh eggs daily. You are welcome. Thanks for keeping us laughing on the morning drudge to school. I would not be against a chicken. But it seems like a lot of work, like the coop.
You have to make a coop?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and I mean, this podcast studio almost killed me.
I just feel like it's like I would upset the neighbors.
Yeah, Sarah, they have land.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Renters in an urban area don't get chickens. Not if they want to keep.
Urban chickens.
Yeah.
No. People do
They do it. Yeah, yeah. But I think they own their home and or have a great relationship with their
They must have to give their neighbors eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't see us getting chickens.
We're renters, or as I like to casually refer to ourselves sometimes, we're vendors to our landlord. Thanks for the email, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Once again, if you're watching on YouTube, please share the link. Leave some comments. Don't tell me how old I look. If you do, it's fine. All comments help the algorithm. I'll try and be better about not reading them. This studio is great. You crushed it, Andy.
Thank you, Andy. I'm blown away.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to the team. I hope downloads keep to do well so we can keep affording this space. Thank you so much, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your day, week, life.
All right, bye.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. Want to give a special shout out to our As Essential As Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up level of patrons. So Rachel Wilson, Trey Turner, Nathan and Jennifer Merritt, Adam Bush, Jennifer Ashley Downs, Juliana Smith, Jordan Cohen, Co to Grow, Courtney Ebling, Lori Amos, Dave Cox, Isaac Teron, Farah Journey, Bonnie Galindo, Carrie Teague, Avril Griffiths, Jessica Sewell, Rachel Kennedy, Damaris Diaz-Stevens, Nicole Carraz, and Tiffany Payne. Thank you so much for your support.